In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here.
Hey, Joshua.
Welcome.
Thank you.
What's next for you? What's the next thing that you're going to explore? Are you going to choose this next exploration on purpose, or are you going to be cast into some exploration? Either way, it's an exploration. That's what you came for. There is no better or worse exploration. When you return to the non-physical, you'll have full value of all the exploration that you've done here in the physical reality. You can explore who you're not to your heart's content, or you can explore who you truly are, or you can explore poverty, or you can explore riches, you can explore fame, you can explore anonymity, you can explore all these things. You could explore that things should not happen in the future, and that you should try and avoid anything bad happening. You could try to avoid all your negative emotions, but you're just playing with the system. The system's been in place since the beginning of time. Now, if you would like to use that system to leverage the powers of the universe to create a big, bold life, have at it. If you'd like to stay small and pretend that you're an individual and needing to protect yourself, being a victim to fate, have at that. You can do whatever you are inspired to do, whatever you think is good for you, whatever you're ready for. And if it's too much for you, you could always hold back. And that's fine too, because there is no wrong in any of this. You cannot fail. You cannot lose. It's not possible. You are looking at things from a limited perspective. But from the higher perspective, when you transition to the non-physical, it was all worth it. It was all worthwhile. There is no regrets. There is no resentment. Nothing bad has ever happened. Nothing bad will ever happen. You will return to the non-physical. You'll see clearly what this experience gave you and how wonderful, incredible it was every step of the way. You will never, ever look back on this life and think that anything wrong happened. But as you're living this life, you could do so with joy or with suffering. As you choose your perspective, you can choose a perspective that your inner self is choosing. And in that perspective, you have complete alignment. In that perspective that your inner self is looking at your life, you'll feel good. In your priority to feel good, you will naturally be in alignment more and more and more of the time. In your priority to try and protect yourself from negative emotion, you'll find yourself out of alignment all the time. And that limited perspective is always an illusion. It's not really going on. It's not really happening. It's not really even happening outside of you. If you watch the news and you think something bad is happening over in some far-off country, that is just your reality presenting to yourself how you feel about yourself right now. If you think something bad is happening, it's because you feel fear. You feel worried. You are trying to protect yourself. In fact, even the task of looking critically at the world around you through the eyes of the news, it's simply a control mechanism, and you need not do any of that. If you are present in the moment, you will see how good life is. You will see how many opportunities present themselves. You will see that you have no need to protect yourself or to build barriers between you and anyone else. If you can live life as the sun lives life, simply beaming your light, beaming your love, and accepting that all of it will work out, then you can move in the direction of your authenticity, who you truly are. And when you do that, your life will change. And until you do that, your life will be a bit of frustration, a bit of fun, a bit of sorrow, a bit of joy, a bit of this and a bit of that. If you'd like to be a little bit more effective in everything you do, then simply move to the transparency and authenticity that is the version of you that came here on the day you were born, that is the version of you that exists in the non-physical, that is the version of you that you intended to discover, that will be the most powerful, most loving, most accepting, most gratifying version of you that could possibly exist. Move towards that version of you, and everything will open up for you, and you'll become highly effective in every single thing you do. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
Joshua, I would. So I had a really vivid dream the other night, and I had asked, like, because I meditate as well before I go to bed, and I had asked, like, just show me, I'm an open vessel. I really want to see the big picture. And my dream was so vivid, and I actually could hear like them talking to me. And what I saw was, like source, is just, it was kind of like I was looking down on what source is, but that it makes up all the galaxies and that we are actually part of source, as you talk about, but all of us and these galaxies make up what source is. And then it said, you are made in the image of source. And I just wanted to, it was very profound and very real, and I just wanted to hear what your comment is on that.
So what is source? Source is all that is. Source is not separate from you, because all that is means that you're part of all that is. Therefore, you're part of source. If source is everything, every molecule, every animal, every planet, every sun, every solar system, and all the spaces and emptiness between all of that, if that is all of source, and that has just been a tiny fraction of source, if that is all of source, all of the infinite universe is source, and you are part of that infinite universe, even when you transition to the non-physical and become non-physical, you are still here without a body. You're still source, but without a body. And in the non-physical, you do not separate yourself from source. There is no idea that source is something different than you. From your perspective of the non-physical, you're source. That's just how it is. But here you come into a physical reality to perceive that you're not source, that you're separate. And this is the value of this reality. Because imagine coming in as a baby, knowing that you're source, and then the others eventually teach you that you're not source, because source wouldn't have to protect itself, but you do. Therefore, you could be source. And that source is eternal, but you're not, because you could die and then cease to exist, which makes no sense whatsoever. If you're source and you're an aspect of source and everything is source, that means that everyone else is source too. And that if everyone else is source and you're source, then you are them as well. And so you're experiencing life uniquely and individually as Vicky. Why would you come here to do that? Because you, as source, are adding to all that is through all of your experiences. And you are creating more, or you're the vessel of creation. And so what are you creating? You're creating your absolutely unique experience of physical reality that has never been experienced before. Now, there's two ways to do this. There is the old way to experience physical reality as an individual who must control conditions and protect themselves from extinction. And that's been experienced quite a bit. You could think of all the humans in your society that have lived, all the humans that are living now. Well, this is how most of those humans, the vast majority, existed. Exploring who they want, who they weren't, feeling as if they're an individual, feeling as if they have no power, feeling as if others control their lives, that there's nothing much they can do. Not realizing they were sourced the whole time. Not realizing they were creating all of this the whole time. Not realizing they were one with everyone else the whole time. And not realizing they had the power to change their life. you come in now and you experimented with that old approach to life. And you came somehow to an awareness that now you're source and now that you're one within and that you have the same power to create that source does. So how does source create? Source creates with the thought. The thought. And then the thought is manifested in physical reality. And so you too can manifest the thought. But what are the thought that you're going to manifest? Is it the thing you think you want, which is based in lack and fear and that individual version of you? Or is it the thing you truly want that's based in who you truly are? And so if you start creating based in who you truly are, becoming authentic, which means becoming, having the understanding or the knowledge or the knowing that you are source and that you can create as source, what will you create? Well, you'll create a new experience of life based in this fact that you now perceive yourself as source, not separate, as one, you see. And what are the creations you will create from there? Well, it doesn't matter, you see, because it's simply the turning of direction from the old approach to the new approach to explore something that has never been explored before. Imagine all of you exploring a new approach to life. An approach to life where you say, I am source, I am in a physical body, I chose this body, I have these set of beliefs. I have beliefs that I attracted along the way. And those beliefs are neither true nor false. They're either empowering or limiting. And so as source, I'm going to perceive myself from a higher perspective, and I'm going to connect to the guidance of my inner self to lead me in this new exploration. Now, does your inner self know where that's going to go? No, because that would defeat the purpose of the new exploration you're on. However, your inner self knows what you came in, where you are, what you're thinking, what you're believing, how to get you from point A to point B, not knowing or caring about where point B is, only that you'll take the steps toward point B, wherever that may be. And then once you get to point B, you'll have expanded through that experience to something and some perspective that no other human has ever expanded to, ever. And at that new level, you'll be receptive to ideas that have never been unlocked ever before. And that's the new. That's the expansion of source. Because if you, as a human, move from your perspective now and expand to a new perspective, a new vibration that has never existed before, you are ready to unlock ideas that have been waiting somewhere out there that now you've become a vibrational match to. And you can only do it because you've lived this life. You see, we don't expand the same way you do because we're not expanding through experiences, because in our reality, they don't have the same feeling, the same tangible feeling that they have here, because we do not have the aspect of fear, you see. So you have to move through the fear to get to this expanded level. We cannot move through the fear because there is no fear. It doesn't seem like it, the same kind of reality that you experience. Our reality is actually more real because we know what's going on. We have more information, but we can't dip down into the vibrations that you dip down into. And see, you dip down into these low vibrations and you get this enthusiasm for something new from that experience. And this unlocks all these new ideas that as soon as they unlock, bing, 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 think of a bell. A angel doesn't get their wings when you hear a bell. An idea has been unlocked when you hear a bell, you see. Or you see numbers in alignment. Or you go through an experience and you get a new idea. Boom, this new idea is unlocked. The only people that can who have the keys are you. And so as you're moving forward into the new without worrying about the problems, you're unlocking ideas to move humanity forward, to possibly change the reality, to evolve to a new level, to all these ideas. And you're one of the first to come here. And many, many, many more will follow. But as you become an example of this new thought process that possibly you aren't an individual known as Vicky, that you are the all-power creator of the universe, and that you can be, have, and do anything. Well, what ideas could you unlock from that perspective compared to the perspective of I'm just an individual who can't do anything?
Right. So, and it was like the vision was, it was just like this vastness, and it had, you know, our galaxy and our planet and others, and that is source. It's not like it's some separate other place that we are all, even in our physical bodies, that we are all still part, like what you said, we're still part of source. And then, you know, you're where you are is just like another dimension of where we are in our physical bodies. Is that, I mean, that's what my dream was.
Yes, we can see you. You can't see us. You can feel us. You can receive thoughts from us, but you can't use your physical senses to figure out where we are because we are everywhere and it wouldn't make sense to you. So imagine that you can see your four walls of your room and your ceiling and your floor. You can say, this is this wall, this is the ceiling, this is the floor, this is the ceiling fan, this is my desk, this is my phone, this is my computer. These are things that you can see and you can interact with these things. Now imagine that you could see it all at the same time, which would imply that you would have to be everywhere all at the same time, you see? And you would be stuck in your room for quite a while until you got used to that. And you wouldn't really be able to operate within the physical reality. You wouldn't be able to go through experiences and make things happen. Now, you say, the sun is this enormous ball of energy. And then in another solar system, there's another sun and more suns. And this galaxy, there's plethora of suns. And the next galaxy over, there's a plethora of suns. And as many suns have as many planets. And on some of those planets, there's life. And think of all the life. Now come down to your body and think of all the life that's in your body, all the cells of your body, all the bacteria, all the things that are going on here. Everything is part of source, except the human is the only thing that is not living as the full embodiment of what it was, what the intention and creation was. It is perceiving as something different. Well, why would that happen? Because the way that your mental construct, that your awareness, that your perception of reality is that you could or should be something different in order to save yourself from harm, in order to avoid negative emotion, in order to not feel the feeling of fear. But the feeling of fear just lets you know that, one, your physical body might be in danger, and so you should move it out of the way. Or, two, that your personality or your construct, your persona, is in danger, and you have to be different than you are. So you get these two things confused. The separation from source allows you to perceive the end of your existence, the fear of loss, whereas the rest of the animals, the rest of the life, the cells of your body simply exist as who they are fully and accept that when they need to move out of the way, they'll get the inspiration to do so. They'll get the insight to do so. They'll get some thought to do so. And when the danger's over, they'll go back to being fully who they are as an aspect of all that is. So, isn't it interesting to come into a human life and perceive yourself as separate from all that is, whereas everything else in this reality, every other non-human life form, with the exception of your pets, for instance, with every other non-physical life form, is simply exuding perfectly who they are, so that they can have the full experience of that. But after a while, you want to evolve to something more. So the single cell organism evolves eventually into an insect. The insect evolves eventually into something else. And eventually, you evolve into the human. Now, where do you go from human? Well, the human itself will evolve. The human is evolving from an experience of lack and fear and trying to be something they're not just to get love and respect and to have some feeling that they're not individual. And so when you take on a mate, part of that reason is to feel like you're not alone. When you have a family, part of the reason is to feel like you're not alone. You're constantly seeking some support system, some community, so that this feeling of individuality is not so strong. And this is why you conform. Because in conformity, you feel it's part of the group. In individuality, you feel separate from the group. And this is a great illusion. Because in individuality, in your authenticity, you are actually expressing exactly who you came here to express. And you are knocking down the wall of your persona so that others can see who you truly are instead of this fake version of you. And as they see who you truly are, guess what happens? You no longer feel that feeling of insecurity and individuality that asks you to be in the group with everyone else. You are an aspect of Source. You are connected to all that is. You cannot be separated. It is not possible. You can only perceive yourself as separate. And that perception of separateness will not feel good because it is not truly who you are. And in that perception of separateness and individuality, you fall into that lower emotional state that connects to fear and lack consciousness. And this creates urges to be something that you're not. In the understanding of you are Source itself, you simply beam your light, just like the sun does, to all that is in your universe, accepting yourself, accepting them, and accepting the conditions, and just flowing with the beingness of who you truly are, not needing to be anyone else. And flowing that beingness of who you are is only where your power is. And trying to be something else and trying to do something to protect yourself or survive, all of that effort and struggle is the inauthentic version of you that has no power in it. It'll allow you to perceive that you're creating your reality based on this structure that you've created. I am a realtor. I sell houses. My abundance comes from the commissions of these houses. I identify as this realtor in order to keep that flow of income coming in. But that flow is minute compared to what would come in if you were just being yourself authentically all the time. And so we might illustrate that point and you say, oh, I want the abundance of being who I am. Therefore, I'm going to effort and struggle my way to being authentic. And we say that will never work. Because that's still an inauthentic way to get to it, because you're trying to achieve some outcome based on controlling yourself enough to be authentic. We say, think of it like an interest or a passion. Pull at the thread of your authenticity. Pull at the idea of who you truly are. Think about not needing to protect yourself so much. Think about things will work out for you. Think about you cannot make a mistake. Think about there was nothing to regret or resent from the past, and there is nothing to worry about the future. Think about connecting to your inner self in every moment. Think about processing your limiting beliefs along the way. You see, in this overall scheme, as your new adventure into authenticity, in something that has never been done before, to the extent that you're going to do it, you can say, wow, this is I'm going to adopt the stance of curiosity. I wonder what's going to happen next. I don't need anything to happen. I simply want to be open to discovering more about who I am. And in that, you'll be led step by step to wherever you need to go. Now, not because that's going to be better. You're so geared to things have to be improving. Things have to get better. There has to be more money in the bank. I have to be thinner. I have to be better looking. I have to blah, 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 blah. I have to fix all these problems along the way. No, that's not what this is about. This is simply a new exploration. Something no one else has really tried before. Something that we don't know where it's going to go. But we promise you, when you're being inauthentic, when you're holding up that old persona, you're going to be suffering and efforting and struggling. When you begin to uncover who you truly are, we promise you more power will come to you, more inspiration will come to you, more fun will come to you, more exuberance and exhilaration, yet also more fear. And the way to get to this new expanded, authentic version of you is to get really good at pushing past fear. Imagine the benefit of seeing yourself as part of Source. That Source is not higher. There's no hierarchy. Equal to you. You are it. It is you. And so is everyone else. There is no separation. Imagine even that perspective, how liberating that is and how powerful that is. You have elevated your perspective of yourself as a result of this experience in what you call a dream. Well, the dream is more real than the life is, except you can't process all that's happening in the dream. You just get little snippets of it. But the feeling that you felt where you are Source itself, that's an expansive feeling that now you can recapture that feeling anytime you want. Oh, no, I'm just feeling a little fear. I feel disconnected as if I'm not Source. This is not true. It's a limited perspective. From the higher perspective, I remind myself I am Source.
Yes, thank you. And you hit the nail on the head. It really has, I don't know, it kind of changed me. Now I'm just, I don't know, it was very profound. And so thank you for explaining all of that.
It only happened because you made yourself ready for the change.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
You're exploring and you've come to a place of expansion where you're able to see ideas like this that most humans would not comprehend. And therefore, most humans do not get that same visual, the same dream that you got, because it would be wasted on them. They get other kinds of dreams, hoping to have them feel the same things to move them along on their journey, to wake up. You've already awakened, and now you're ready for brand new experiences.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Who's next?
I also have a question. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yeah. That's also regarding sleep. I'm a sleepwalker, Joshua. I wake up every night, sleepwalking, having silly dreams, staying awake for hours, and that's putting me behind, like energy. Like feeling. I also did the meditation in the mornings regarding the body, the health, and I had a very big limited belief because for my feeling, I cannot trust my body and I cannot relax because then I start sleepwalking. So that's a bit of a contradiction, which I find very hard to deal with and to shake it off and just relax and let things be. So what do you think of that?
We think that as a human, you have come to this realization that you have certain control over things. You can control your finances. You can control where you live. You can control what car you drive. You can control to a certain extent your bank account, your credit rating, your bills. You can control to a certain extent your children, your coworkers, how they perceive you, your mate, your parents, how they perceive you. You have certain control. Control, 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 control. And you want to control more because from your perspective, you say, if I can control more, I won't feel negative emotion. I won't have these problems. You see, the problems aren't even problems. It's only your perception of them that causes you to feel negative emotion. And the negative emotion is simply a communication between your inner self and you, letting you know that you're looking at your life and everything around you from a limited perspective, and this is causing you fear. And you want to solve the problem of your fear externally, not internally. So internally, what exists? Your limiting beliefs, your set of beliefs exist. You have control over those beliefs to a certain extent. You can do the work to reduce the intensity of limiting beliefs and raise the intensity of beneficial beliefs. This is the thing you can control. You actually cannot control anything outside of you because your outer reality is a perfect reflection to your inner reality. And so no matter how much you try to change the conditions to make yourself feel better or feel safe or feel less fear or whatever it is, no matter how much you try to exert and struggle, it will never actually make you feel any different. No matter what happens, you won't feel any different. So you have an inner reality that causes the outer reality to reflect back to you how you think about yourself. And so if the outer reality is chaotic, it's because you haven't understood who you truly are. You feel separate, unsafe, alone, damaged, flawed, imperfect in some way. Now, naturally, you say, the outer reality is not what I want. And so I'm going to change three things. I'm going to change the conditions. I'm going to change all the other people. And I'm going to change myself. As soon as I get better, then people will like me more. And then I'll attract better people who show me that they like me, you see. Or the people in my life now who don't agree with me will start agreeing with me. Or the people in my life now who don't seem to love me will start finally loving me. So I'm going to have to change all this so that they love me. And that's control. What you want to do is understand who you truly are and see yourself from a higher perspective and accept yourself as you are now. Because guess what? You are perfect as you are now. Every aspect of you is perfect. You were born perfect. The next day you were perfect. A year later you were perfect. 10 years later you were perfect. 20 years later you're perfect. And here you are perfect now, you see. You never became imperfect. You only adopted beliefs that told you were imperfect. But those beliefs were presented to you by people who were in fear. And they had their own set of limiting beliefs and they had their own perception of reality that caused them to fear your actions, the loss of your life, blah, blah, blah. All this unnecessary fear that you adopted for your own. And now you are teaching it to others, you see. Because you believe it's true. You believe that you could be harmed. You believe that you could die and not exist. You believe that you might sleepwalk and that's a bad thing. Well, what if sleepwalking was the perfect thing for you? Something you could not control. Showing you, you're going to have to give up control because no amount of control will ever solve this issue. And as soon as you accept yourself, guess what's happening? Your body need not do anything that is out of control. It's only doing it to show you that you're living this existence that is not based in truth. It's based in falsehoods. The false belief that you need to be different than you are, that you need other people to be different than they are for you to be happy and for you to have different conditions in order to be happy yourself. You want to escape your reality, but you can't escape it because you're always taking you with you, you see? Mm-hmm. You want other people to change, to treat you differently, but that's not true because other people are just a mirror of how you see yourself. You see yourself as imperfect, so they must also agree with you because they have to agree with your belief system. It would not make sense. Could you imagine suddenly tomorrow waking up and everyone treated you as if you're absolutely perfect in every way? You would think they're crazy. It wouldn't conform to your set of beliefs. So we say, alter your beliefs. Understand you're perfect as you are. Understand your body's perfect as it is. You have zero flaws. You only have a set of beliefs. You can shift the beliefs from limiting to more empowering. You can start to love and accept everyone else as they are, appreciating the mirror that they present to you. Because without that mirror, you would never get to where you are now. You would never get to the place where you're willing to look at yourself from a new perspective. Now, eventually, in this bootcamp, you will look at yourself from a much higher perspective than you do right now. You will look at yourself as perfect, as needing to do nothing to improve, as having no flaws. Can you imagine looking at yourself from that perspective today? That would be a series of events that you will have to go through, that you will are willing to go through. And this is your intention prior to your birth. This is all working out perfectly. You chose your parents because you knew that you would adopt certain limiting beliefs. You chose your body because you knew it would help you in processing those limiting beliefs and coming to a new awareness. You chose the time and place of your birth. You knew the society you grew up in would also contribute to your limiting beliefs, and the school and your friends and your teachers and all this. And you also knew that your passions and interests and your inspiration would lead you to where you are today. And where you are today is somewhere that most humans never get to. A willingness to do work to understand that you're perfect, who you truly are, that you're source. Now, we had said earlier that you are source. All of you are source. Can you imagine source being imperfect? Source made the sun. From your perspective, is the sun perfect? Is the earth perfect? Is the moon perfect? Is the distance between the three perfect? Is the seasons perfect? Is the cycles perfect? Is everything perfect? Well, if source made everything perfectly, how are you the only thing source screwed up? Not possible. So therefore, it must be an illusion that you have flaws and that you're buying into this illusion. And so the work now is not to improve yourself, is to see through the illusion and to see that the body is perfect as it is and that this activity the body is conducting, which is not really the body, it's everything altogether. It's your inner self inspiring the cells of your body. It's your inner self inspiring you not to be consciously aware of what's happening. The body isn't actually sleepwalking. The body is if you have ever driven a car and were deep in thought and looked up and noticed yourself somewhere else, it's exactly the same thing. You're there, but you're just not aware. Well, if you look at most human beings wide awake in the middle of the day, they're going through a routine. They are sleepwalking through life. No difference. No difference at all, you see. And for them, that's okay. They don't need to be anything different, but you had different intentions. You had the intention to discover your perfection and to play around with this idea that you're imperfect in any way. And so you're mulling that over. But your perspective right now, I'm imperfect, I'm flawed. Your perspective when you arrive at your authenticity, I'm source. I'm one with all that is. I'm perfect as I am. I need not change a thing. I will expand just as source expands through experiences to another level. But that new level will be just as perfect as the level where you exist right now. Just expanded. That's all. So come to see yourself as perfect as you are. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. Make awareness your top priority. Make self-love your top priority. Make acceptance of all that is, just as source accepts all that is, as your top priority, and leave every single thing else behind. Nothing else matters at all.
No, because it costs a lot of energy and frustration. And
resistance doesn't cost energy. What's actually happening is in alignment, in well-being, when you see yourself as worthy, as magnificent, as limitless, you are receiving a full flow of energy from source. When you're in resistance, you're cutting off that energy to a tiny degree. To a tiny degree. And this makes it feel like you have no energy, even though you do. You see, that's all that's happening there. The resistance cuts off a little bit of that energy, and you feel like a lack of energy. In alignment, the energy is flowing through every molecule in your body, just pouring through it. And when you are doing something you love to do, that energy is turned on. And when you're fighting against something you think is wrong, that energy is diminished.
I have my moments, so I know what you mean.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But I would like to have it more often. So I know what to do, and thank you for your answer.
Very good. Thank you for your question. Who's next?
I have a question, Josh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. First of all, thank you so much for everything you bring forward. So I'm looking for a new place to live, and I've done some... I'm in a little bit of a time crunch. I've been doing prayers, some visualization, and I had the visualization the other day, really feeling like I was in it, really grateful. And then when I woke up, later checked my email, someone had posted about this tiny little house that was in my price range, but a little further out. So I was like, oh my God, my prayer, you know, my visualization came, and I'm like super excited. And then I get to the house, and everything in me just sank. I was like, oh. And then I checked out some other houses, and I was just like, oh. So I'm wondering, like, bringing my authentic self, if I visualize this and I felt it, but then the reality of it, I'm like,
So then, if this house, when you arrived at that house, being a little bit further out than you thought, if that house was perfect, perfect price, perfect condition, exactly what you had imagined, would you have bought that house?
Well, it's a rental, but it's, I was hoping for like, yes, like, oh, this feels like home.
Good. And you
I
didn't.
Wonder if that, I maybe not, well, get that.
And you didn't get the yes.
Not from my body.
Right. Which means that you got something from that inspiration. What was the thing that you got from that inspiration? It's right there.
The inspiration of the visualization?
When the property came to you.
It was just a home feeling that I would.
Yes, but when this email came to you, and if it was perfect, and if you knew it was perfect, you would have rented it. It wasn't perfect, so you didn't rent it, but it did expand your awareness in one specific place here.
I thought it was perfect.
It allowed you to understand that you might be able to move further away than you thought. Prior to this coming, perfection included being in a certain area, a certain vicinity. This property was a little bit out of there. You would have taken it with the extra distance if it was perfect. You noticed it wasn't perfect, and so that property wasn't for you, yet you came in with a new element to your vibration, which is the possibility that you could look further away. And so your property is a little further away than you thought.
But I may, so it's like a little bit of a bidding thing, because it's so hard to get a rental where I live in DC. That I'm still maybe might be able to get it. And so I'm wondering, maybe because I thought when I saw it first, I was like, yes, that maybe I should override that feeling.
Well, what's the and just tell us about the
accept it if I get it.
Yeah. Tell us about the What is about it?
I just saw the door is just like really Then went inside. It's so, so, so tight.
Yes.
That was it. It was okay. Just like, oh.
Okay. So imagine now that you're going to shift your vibration. The previous vibration was used to a certain size, used to a certain quality, used to a certain location. The new vibration is something different than that. And so when you first see the thing that you truly want, it's going to look a little bit different than what you thought it would. Now, we're not saying that this property is it. We're saying that there's going to be an adjustment between the new vibration. So what we want you to think about is the vibration of the place that you're leaving and all the good and perceived things that you do not prefer in that. And you're moving to an elevated vibration. You're moving to a higher vibration. Now, you might assume if I'm moving to a higher vibration, I'm going to be moving to a bigger place. I'm going to be moving to a more expensive place. I'm going to be moving to more luxury. That has nothing to do with it whatsoever. That is a human idea of expansion. From a non-physical point of view, you are going to be moving to a place that matches who you truly are more than the old place did. It may look completely different, and we'll say it this way. Let's start off with a completely other idea. Imagine that you choose a mate because of how the mate makes you feel. And so, in order to feel worthy, because you don't feel worthy now, you choose a mate who has status. Yet, that mate can never make you feel any more worthy than you already feel. You assume that his status will make you feel. So he looks a certain way, has a certain job, has a certain amount of money. But in your interaction with him, he doesn't make you feel more worthy. In fact, he points out how unworthy you feel. You can say the same thing about a house. If I own this house, I'm going to feel so worthy because it's big, it's beautiful, it's expensive, it's luxurious. But that's not a match to who you truly are, because if you're living in that house, you'll be like, I can't afford it. Things keep breaking down. Who am I to be living in this big house? I'm just going to shut off all these rooms. I can't afford the air conditioning, that sort of thing. So this perception that something outside of you makes you feel worthy is the false perception. It's the old approach to life. You are coming to a new platform, a new sense of yourself, a new understanding of who you truly are. And the new property is going to match the essence of who you truly are. You are not going to need it to reflect back to you. You're not going to need your friends to say, oh, what a beautiful place. You're not going to do anything like that. It's going to be a match to you. And then as you discover who you truly are, you'll be able to add your touches to it. Add your decorating to it, add your vibration to it, and it's a perfect match to you. And as you blossom in your worthiness, you will receive inspiration to make this more like you. And as you make the house as authentic as you make yourself, the house will start to give off this energy that aligns exactly with how good you feel about yourself. And everyone else will notice it. And it will be this beacon of energy. This beacon, you'll be attracting people. People will come to see the house, to be with you, to be entertained by you, to stay with you, you see. You will create this enclave that has more energy in it than any other place you've ever lived. And then you will say to yourself, oh my God, this is the perfect place. I didn't notice it the first time I saw it because it was such a mismatch with what I thought I wanted, and it's exactly with what I do want. And so as you transition to a new mate, that mate who matches you in the fullness of you will not look like any other mate you've had. That new dwelling will not look like what you've been geared to look for. It'll look a little more plain. because you aren't going to be using it to prove your worthiness anymore, like you were using your house and your mate, you see. And if you can do that with your child as well, you will not need your child to be any different. It seems dumpy from your perspective, but once you, whether it's this property or any property, once you bring your energy into it, you'll be inspired to decorate it and make it cozy and make it warm and make it inviting. And this will be your place until you move to another level. And then you'll find something else, you see. But the thing is to understand that you do not need it to be any more than you need. You do not need to be going on that old trajectory of bigger is better, more expensive is better, more flashy is better. You are not defined by your residence. You're not defined by your mate. You're not defined by your job. You're not defined by your beliefs. You're not defined by any of this. It becomes a match to you. And so you want to seek the most appropriate mate, dwelling, anything that matches who you authentically are without needing it to be more than it is to show you that you're worthy of it, you see. If you're not worthy of it, it won't come to you. If you see yourself as more worthy in a month, you'll be inspired to something else. It does not have to be there for the rest of your life, you see. Does that make sense? We seem to have a little bit there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. This has been an amazing conversation. You are learning to understand that the authentic version of yourself needs nothing outside of you to make you feel anything you do not feel. That's the old approach to life. In the new approach to life, you simply exude your beingness and watch the reflection. And if the reflection is not what you prefer, it's because there's a wobble in that vibration. You are still being somewhat inauthentic. You are still not exuding who you are. If the external is exciting and appealing and joyful and fun and energetic and satisfying to you, then you are more authentic than you've ever been. And then you can keep pulling at the thread of that authenticity because you will never ever get there all the way. It's an ongoing process of discovery. And that's the only reason you're here, is that process of discovery, to discover who you truly are. That's it. Whether you do it or not do it, that's fine. But we promise you, there's going to be doubt, there's going to be fear, there's going to be negative emotion and manifestation events along the way. Do not fear those. Do not worry about that. Let them come. Let them show you the wobble. Don't take it personally. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that the vibration you're offering now is inconsistent with who you truly are as source. Well, that is always going to be true, because you will never have that consistent source vibration until you transition to the non-physical, because there's always the aspect of fear here. So in thinking about what you want to explore, imagine transparency. Imagine not caring what people think about you, not caring if they know your age or your weight or your bank account balance, not caring if they think you have a good credit score or not, not caring if they think you have a good profession or you're a good person or a good parent or a good son or daughter, not worrying about any of that stuff, just being you. You don't have to fix any flaws. You simply have to see your way through the illusion of those flaws. And as you do, you'll remove the imposition of that rigid persona that tells you you've got to be like this in order to be accepted. That is not true. You allow that persona to be malleable, to bend, and you turn your direction in who you truly are, and we promise you, things will get more interesting. Things will get more exciting. Things will get easier. Things will be more joyful. Things will be more exhilarating and fun. And if you can focus on the fun parts of all this, not worrying that you're trapped into anything, because it's not you doing anything anyway. It's just source flowing through you, creating a reality that reflects back exactly how you feel about yourself. So feel about yourself a little bit better today, and you'll move on your way to that true version of you. And with that, we are complete.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. That was awesome. Yes. Beautiful. Great questions, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to find us on Facebook, we have a private group just for Joshua listeners. It's called The Friends of Joshua. So just search that in Facebook and ask to join, and we'll add you. Also, if you'd like to help us spread Joshua's teachings, the very best way you can do that is to leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Also, if you can subscribe to the podcast, that would help a lot. We're ranking higher and higher each week as we go forward, and this is really how people find us. So thanks for everything you do, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.